College brings on a lot of emotions. There are new ups and downs, and the old ones didn't really go anywhere. It's a hard time to navigate, and it's all while you're really becoming your own person, and really experiencing that newfound independence. I'm Taylor, and you're listening to WGLZ 91.5, where we are passionately vocal. I sat down with a junior from West Liberty University, who also happens to be a student athlete, to talk about her journey of self-development that came from her own college experience. What's special about her story is that it's relatable for a lot of college students who need to hear that they're not alone, or even those who need some tips and methods for their own journey to self-development.
Before I ever broke up with my ex-boyfriend, I was in not a good place mentally. I was depressed, I was sad. I didn't feel like myself, and I think that was part of the big reason why I broke up with him is because I wanted just some time alone to really like reflect on the person I was and truly like just become a better person for me without, having to deal with anyone else. It was just kind of a journey I went on my own. And when we broke up, obviously, like the month or, let's go with like 4 months after, I still wasn't, like mentally really in a good spot. But after I kind of isolated myself and did really some self-reflecting, I found that, like there's way more to life than being upset and finding ways to like make yourself happy and really grow as a person is what I kind of learned from the situation.
There's a lot of growing up a person has to do in life. During that time, there are a lot of lessons and experiences that make an impact. Choosing how you respond to these lessons can give you the key takeaways for truly learning about yourself. She mentioned some great tips that she learned on her path that might be beneficial to your situation. At the end of the day, really no one knows you better than yourself.
But at the end of the day, it was really just the person I was at the time that I wasn't happy with. And I needed some things to change mentally, physically, to really grow and mature to be the person I am today. And there's no way I would have been able to develop into the person I was today without breaking up with my boyfriend. Because spending so much time alone and with your own thoughts, even if they're good or bad thoughts, you really learn who you are as a person, what you like yourself, what you don't like, things you like to do, like you explore new hobbies, you journal, you really find what makes you you without having that other person in your life. If I had to tell anyone anything about, growing and learning as a person, it's to not beat yourself up over the little things, especially when you're trying to like grow confidence and self-esteem and really grow as a person. I would wake up and you got to tell yourself like, I'm confident, I'm strong, I'm beautiful, I'm enough. And if someone doesn't see that, that's their issue. But if you keep telling yourself that every day, eventually it'll stick with you. And I feel like someone who's going through a situation like that needs like reassurance from other people, but also they need to like find it in themselves.
We have to learn a good sense of independence for ourselves. Now, when and where you learn that lesson can be the tricky part. Learning it sooner than later can be all the difference in putting you on the right path to really discovering yourself. A big thing that this student touches on is mental health and how big of a role it plays in day-to-day life. They mention too how there are outside influences that can have major impacts on mental health, things that can make it much harder to learn something over and over again.
With my mental health, I feel so in high school, it was very like even level. And I went into college, you know, even level freshman year, I was fine. I got into the relationship with the boyfriend, and then I decided to get on birth control, which I feel like was a big part in my mental health, because a lot of women, birth control is great, but it not so much for me, and I had to learn how to deal with the thoughts in my head that were going. Personally, I believe it was my birth control. I mean, it could be something else, a hormonal imbalance, whatever, whatever. But I had to learn with these, like, dark thoughts in my head and some way, like, express them and find a way to cope with them in a healthy way rather than just lay in my bed all day and eat Doritos and watch Netflix, which, you know, is fine every once in a while, but I couldn't be doing that all day after, you know, I just got through a breakup. But really, like, someone who's going through the situation, like, your mental health, like, is the most important. And if you feel yourself, you know, slipping into that dark path, like, reach out to friends, you know, start journaling, reading, go outside, take a hike, like, find things that you like to do that make you happy. Because at the end of the day, the only person that you really need to please is yourself. And you have to make yourself happy. Because if someone doesn't like you, that's their issue. You know, at the end of the day, if you look in the mirror and you're like, I'm proud of the person I am, and I've come so far, then that's the most important thing.
If you're just now tuning in, I'm Taylor, and you're listening to WGLZ 91.5. And right now, we're talking to a student athlete from West Liberty University about her story on the road to self-development.
From my personal experience, I didn't even realize that I needed to go through a self-development phase. I thought I was just going to be sad and have these dark thoughts forever. But then, you know, I, you know, saw some quotes about, you know, like, your emotions come and go, like, you need to focus on being a better person for you. And that kind of brought initiative to me. And I know that a lot of people don't really find that. And I feel like in my situation, that's what brought me to self-development. But I feel like with a lot of people, it's on their own time. Like, it's a specific experience that happens that will bring them into, like, a better state mentally, physically, and bring them to their self-development and show that they're independent. So some people never reach it, and God, I hope they do one day. But yeah, I really just think it's on everyone's own time, and everyone's different. You know, people experience good and bad things in life at different times in life. People go through breakups early and late in life. You know, people have unplanned pregnancies, you know, big shift changes in, like, you know, academics, you know, going to college. But also, I feel like, in a sense, for me, and maybe people around my age, you know, 18 to 22, you know, they grow up when they go to college, when they move away from their parents, and their mom and dad's not always like, you need to get your homework done, you need to do X, Y, and Z, you need to clean your room, you need to do your laundry. And some people, you know, even though they go to college, they still never grow up. They leave their rooms dirty, they don't do their laundry, and that's a lot of the time when you see them fail out is because they can't grow up enough, mentally or physically, to support themselves in a new environment. And putting yourself in a new environment also is a great way for self-development, but it also doesn't exactly push you for self-development. You have to do it on your own.
Most people don't even realize that they need to grow and experience self-growth. Something super important to remember when finding yourself is listening to yourself. Listening to your body and its needs, and listening to your heart and mind for what you actually want to do in situations. As they say in this next part, you have to realize that sometimes you're the only push you need to get rolling.
I definitely think there's both positive and negative experiences that correlate with my self-development phase. There's been, like, some really, really bad days with softball, and, you know, you come back home, and you're like, wow, I suck. I'm upset. I'm not well. And, you know, it lasts for a few hours, but at the end of the day, you got to tell yourself, it's just a silly game. It really is just a game. And you can't connect your self-worth to a sport fully, because at the end of the day, when you hang up your cleats, It's about the person that you are off the field. You know, like, it's how people view you. It's how people see you. It's really, you know, the person you are and how you treat people and how your relationships are. Like, that's 10 times more important than a sport and how it can make you feel so sad sometimes. And I feel like, you know, there's been a lot of talk about mental health and, you know, college sports, especially with, like, all the devastating suicides that have been going around. And I feel like as a whole, like, as, like, the NCAA community, like, we need to do better about checking up on our college athletes. You know, after a bad day, you make sure they're okay and you remind them, you know, this is just a game. Like, you are here to have fun and this isn't strictly, you know, life or death. You know, one game doesn't define you, or, you know, a few at-bats don't define you.
Reaching the point you need to be at for self-development is done in everyone's own time. There are going to be really good days and really bad days, but it's important how you allow yourself to respond to it. Putting actual effort forth is already an example of someone doing better. Little changes are what make the big ones happen.
To kind of piggyback off of, you know, what I touched on before about how there's a lot of collegiate athletes that are, you know, not in a good spot and they are very upset, very depressed with how they play or, you know, like the situation they're in, you know, with playing time or what have you exactly, is, you know, there's always better days ahead. Like, the way that you're feeling is not permanent. You know, that one game does not define you as a person. Your worth is so, so, so much more than just a collegiate sport or high school sport, travel sport. You know, there's younger people listening, but I would just advise them to, no matter, you know, what you do in the game or, you know, even in life, you got to really build yourself up and have confidence to be the person you are on and off the court, on and off the field, or just in everyday life. Like, you need to build yourself up and believe in yourself, because what's the point in being anxious over something that hasn't even happened yet? That's what I tell myself a lot of the time. Being anxious does absolutely nothing for you. And that's also very hard because I do experience anxiety. But just learning ways to, like, cope and, like, calm yourself down and, like, be very mentally, like, stable is probably the most important thing. Also, I would like to add, like, I know sometimes you can't always go to your coaches or things like that, but there's always someone out there that's willing to listen. There's, you know, hotlines you can call. There's friends you have. Almost always your parents would love just to hear what you have to say and really help, because 10 times out of 10 or 9 times out of 10, they've been through what you've been through or a similar experience to help you out. And you got to remember, you're never truly alone. There's always people out there that care so, so, so much about you.
There isn't one thing in this world that actually defines you. There is so much that makes up each person. One thing could never be someone's only thing. Whether it's a class, sport, work, etc., you have to believe in yourself. No matter what situation you're in, you have to believe you'll get through it. At the end of whatever experience it is, a better defined you is waiting on the other end of every single one.
Personally, I always feel like in any situation across everyone across the world, your self-development is simply just a starting point. You can always be a better person. You can always be better mentally. You can always be better physically, spiritually, what have you. But in my personal road of self-development, I would like to think that it's not over. I feel like I'm just scraping the iceberg as to, like, who I am as a person and how I feel mentally and all of that. And I feel like everyone else should be kind of in the same mindset. Like, you can always be a better person. You can always have a better mindset. You can always just do more for yourself And we all, as like a society, like we need to love each other and love the person that we are, and like in our own skins, like you have to love the person that you are, like mentally, physically, all of that.